Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The House passes aid for Ukraine and a bill that could ban TikTok in the U.S. We'll look at the Senate's likely next steps. Plus, a pulse check on the auto industry as more workers unionize and Tesla cuts prices amid slowing sales.
Tesla is being caught in a kind of a vice, being squeezed from two sides. On the one hand, the broader auto economy is weakening. And on the other hand, Tesla is not the only EV play anymore.
And the Supreme Court takes on homelessness. It's Monday, April 22nd. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal, and here is the AM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories moving your world today. It is shaping up to be a pivotal week on Capitol Hill after the House of Representatives on Saturday approved foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as another bill that could force the sale of TikTok or ban it in the United States. Journal congressional reporter Natalie Andrews was there as these much-anticipated votes finally came through. Natalie, a vote on this foreign aid in particular had been stalled since mid-February, but evidently not because the vote was going to be close. These measures passed, each of them, by a pretty wide margin. So what do we need to know about how all of this went down?
The votes were always there, and even House Speaker Mike Johnson admitted it when the Senate passed their foreign aid bill. He said he knew that if he put it on the floor, it would likely pass. However, if you look at how many Republicans voted for, especially the Ukraine aid bill, he lost a lot of Republicans on that bill. Ukraine aid was not popular with his party, and it eventually has called for enough Republicans to oust him that he could lose his job if they play what's called a motion to vacate. However, Democrats have said, because they're so grateful, they wanted the Ukraine aid to pass, they've said they may step in and save Mike Johnson's job.
And Natalie, just remind us quickly why some Republicans are frustrated with Speaker Johnson.
They oppose government spending and they oppose helping Ukraine because they oppose foreign aid in general. They feel like the U.S. has spent too much money helping Ukraine and with not a clear strategy for exiting the war. However, a lot of Republicans do not want to go back into the chaos that they were in September when they were without a House Speaker for 3 weeks. And just that element may save Mike Johnson's job.
And quickly, in terms of what comes next here, you report that this aid package will head to the Senate, which could start considering it as early as tomorrow, and it would be expected to quickly pass this aid. That must be welcome news, particularly in Kyiv. But what about the bill that would force the sale of TikTok or ban it in the United States? What is its future?
So the Senate is likely going to start moving on this on Tuesday. And then part of this aid package, they put in what they often call sweeteners. So priorities that can pass both houses. And that is the TikTok ban. The House had passed it before. It was sitting in the Senate. We expect TikTok to take the issue to court immediately. And they could be granted a stay. Either way, the bill that originally passed the House gave TikTok 6 months to divest or be banned in the U.S. That was extended to 9 months. However, they get like a 3 month period if they can update and say that there's something in the works. So don't expect TikTok to be banned from your phones immediately. However, this does look on track to pass. TikTok is inserted into the aid bill. So if the aid bill passes, which it looks like it has support in the Senate, the TikTok is on the train. So TikTok will head to the president's desk as well.
That was congressional reporter Natalie Andrews. Natalie, thank you.
Thank you.
And that potential ban of TikTok adds to a growing tit-for-tat trade war between the U.S. and China. And we want to know what questions you have about the direction the trade policy is headed and how it might affect you, your business, or the broader economy. send us a note, or even better, record a voice memo on your phone and send that to wnpod@wsj.com. That's wnpod@wsj.com, or leave us a voicemail at 212-416-4328. And if you do, just be sure to include your name and your location, because we might use it on the show. Coming up, autos reporter Bill Boston on Tesla's latest price cuts and how the broader car industry is responding to a union push after VW workers voted to join the UAW. That and the rest of the day's news after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, let's get an update on the auto industry now, after workers at a VW factory in Tennessee voted to join the United Auto Workers. The breakthrough victory marks the first time that a Southern auto plant outside the three Detroit automakers has been organized by the UAW, and it comes as unions try to make further inroads across the South, with the next test coming at a Mercedes-Benz plant in Alabama in May. Reporter Bill Boston covers the auto industry for the Journal. Bill, what do you make of what occurred at this VW plant in Chattanooga? This is now something of a trend, is it not?
This is most definitely a trend, and this is really the outcome of more than a decade of union organizing in the South. The unions have been pushing against very hard resistance, not just from political elites in the South, but also the broader business community. And what this vote shows us is the impact of the economic troubles that people are seeing, especially inflation, and the impact of the UAW agreement with the Big Three in Detroit last year, with very, very large wage gains, where people in the South working at these auto plants have seen that there's more to be had. And so what we now see is VW going down that road. The next will be Mercedes coming up in May. And the big prize, obviously, for UAW is Tesla. And they definitely have Tesla in their sights.
Bill, speaking of Tesla, and we should note Tesla, GM, and Ford all reporting earnings this week. Tesla in the news today, though, because they have just cut vehicle prices in China after announcing other worldwide price cuts in recent days. Sales are also slowing. How much trouble is this company in now? And is it just Tesla that's in this pickle?
Tesla is being caught in a kind of a vice, being squeezed from two sides. On the one hand, the broader auto economy is weakening. And on the other hand, Tesla is not the only EV play anymore. And Tesla is now beginning to feel that. In China, just like all of the Western automakers in China on EVs are facing Chinese domestic manufacturers who have pretty good cars and at much cheaper prices. And they're really struggling to deal with that. The big question going forward for automakers, especially in EVs, is whether this downturn is just a cyclical blip, or is this really a structural deficit here?
That was Wall Street Journal reporter Bill Boston, who covers the auto industry. Bill, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
We are exclusively reporting that talks between Salesforce and data management software company Informatica have fizzled after they couldn't agree on terms. Earlier this month, the Journal had reported that Salesforce was discussing a deal to buy Informatica, which could have been valued in the neighborhood of $10 billion, ranking among Salesforce's largest acquisitions. Both stocks fell when the deal talks were originally announced, adding to activist investor pressure on Salesforce to rein in its previously voracious acquisition strategy. A case on the limits of vagrancy laws is headed to the Supreme Court today, as rural towns and big cities struggle with record levels of homelessness. The court will hear arguments on how far municipalities can go in prohibiting camping on public property, laws that police employ to clear homeless people from parks and streets. A federal appeals court in San Francisco has found such measures unconstitutional, prompting an appeal backed by many of the cities facing housing crises, such as Los Angeles. Advocacy groups, meanwhile, say officials shouldn't be able to brush off a social crisis by effectively making homelessness a crime. A new report from two top climate monitoring organizations has found that Europe is the fastest warming continent, with temperatures rising at roughly twice the global average. The report from the UN's World Meteorological Organization and Copernicus, the European Union's climate agency, says the latest five-year averages show that temperatures in Europe are now running 4.1 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels, compared to roughly 2.3 degrees Fahrenheit globally. Richard Allen is a climate scientist at the University of Reading and has been perusing the report, which warns about intensifying climate extremes such as heat waves, wildfires, droughts, and flooding.
Particularly in the Mediterranean and in the coastal waters of Europe on the Atlantic, we saw very high temperatures, up to even 5 degrees Celsius above average, which is an extreme event over the ocean, because you can imagine that ocean water takes a long time to heat up and to cool down because of its huge heat capacity. It could be affecting our whole ocean circulation. And that's really vitally important, because we know that the European climate is made much milder in winter because of this flow of warm, moist conditions through the Atlantic circulation. So any disruption to that would have severe consequences as well for Europe.
The European State of the Climate Report also estimates that the cost of weather and climate-related economic losses last year amounted to more than $14 billion. And it may not assuage your climate change concerns, but if you're having trouble sleeping at night, you might be interested to know that an increasing number of couples are choosing to sleep separately and pushing back on the typical marital path of sharing a bed. That is according to a survey conducted by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, which found that opting for a sleep divorce, or choosing so-called snore rooms, is up 35%. WSJ contributor Robin Friedman has more.
The expert I interviewed said that couples have been sleeping separately for centuries, going back to the Victorian ages. And she said it's only after the sexual revolution in the 1960s that the stigma evolved about separate bedrooms. It seems that there is an increased demand for separate bedrooms in new homes. In fact, one builder I talked to, they're actually offering various options to customize your home to add different sleeping facilities for couples. But I spoke with a real estate agent who said that the stigma remains in the industry, and that many prospective home buyers, they're reluctant to say that they want two primary bedrooms in a home because of that stigma.
And that is What's News for Monday morning. Today's show was produced by Daniel Bach and Kate Bullivant. Our supervising producer is Sandra Kilhoff, and I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. We will be back tonight with a new show. And until then, thanks for listening.